Can you explain the group you were working with? There were these four enlisted men in the Army?
Four enlisted, also on detached duty.
Uh-huh.
And I was directing them. They were. I just commandeered them to work with me.
They had been
I'll tell you a funny story as we get along on this one, what Ernie Pollard said about me. Uh-huh. So anyway, so we got this prototype working, mm-hmm. and was working very well, and we shipped it to Orlando, and they shipped one of the assistant group leaders, Tom Moore, with it. In a week, it wasn't working anymore. Mm-hmm. It wasn't working well. So Ernie Pollard and the Air Force said, send Ben Likes down to get it to work. So they sent me down, presumably with orders, for 10 days to Orlando. And I went there. I fixed it in one day. Knew what was wrong. The assistant group leader didn't know how it worked. I mean, I had assembled this with my own hands, and it worked. And I was waiting to get back. They didn't do anything for 10 weeks. No one wrote my... Apparently, the Air Force and Ernie Pollard were at odds ends about me. The Air Force wanted, Air Corps, wanted me to work for them, mm-hmm. but Ernie Pollard wouldn't let them take me out of radiation laboratory. Anyway, the end of 10 weeks, Dubridge and Ernie Pollard came and saw me there. And Ernie Pollard got so upset. He says, Ben, what are you doing? You had all these things going, and it's all in a mess without you. Come back. Next day, I got my orders. I came back. I got back into the routine. I had my four GIs. I really put them to work, and we integrated. We ordered all the cables, the connectors. I was sort of the intermediary between the systems and the components groups. So I had, in fact, I drew the circuit for all the components together. Anyway, the thing is this, that we were going to build 100 of these. The components started coming in. So we formed a production line at the Logan Airport, at a garage. And I had suggested to Ernie Pollard that we use the GIs that are going to go out with their officers, that are going to go out with the radar, each of them assembled their own test under my supervision. And we had something like six tests, six of these sets at a time being assembled. And it worked. Well, the story, however, in between, as we designed this radar, the reason it was called the Labner, each package was supposed to weigh 150 pounds, which they could carry up a hill. That's why they called it Little Abner. Well, things got, you know, a little heavier, and there were more components. And they had a little 400-cycle putt-putt that was supposed to supply all these components. And I said to, at a meeting, I said it wouldn't work because one of my, what happens, this height finder went, you know, back and forth, and when the cam, the shaft, got on dead center, the motor couldn't turn over because it couldn't get enough power from the power supply. And I said there was another 400-cycle power supply in the field that we could use, which had a lot more power. But the major who was in charge of the project from Washington said, no, it's Little Abner, it's got to be, this little one has to be. Well, I decided to out with them. I did this on my own. I picked the connectors for the components. I picked one that was exactly compatible with this larger thing. And I told my crews as they went out, when they got there, if they found they were having trouble, to throw this little one overboard, requisition the other. And several of them wrote me they did just that. Uh-huh. And it went into the Japanese theater. We missed the European theater. Anyway, it was a very successful operation. We, from breadboard model to production, we did it in a year. So June of 1945, these sets were ready to go out. Of course, by then, we had won the European theater. So they went out to Okinawa.